be detrimental to small businesses in rural Ireland. That's why I was there today representing the sort of on the committee, but also to have a voice for the West and North West Island at the moment are just about breaking even or running at a loss. The VAT is a major help at the moment at 9%, but to put that back up at 13.5%, it's going to be detrimental to the industry.
The industry is feeling the effects from COVID. Many haven't managed to bounce back quite the way that they would have wanted to.
Absolutely. I think COVID and our industry especially has had a huge effect across the board. There has been a lot of people have left the industry. We're very top where we would have qualified staff. For now, it's going to take a few years to actually get staff up with the new apprenticeship that we've all embraced. So yeah, salons are actually, you see it across the board, they're closing more days at the beginning of the week, like the restaurants, because they don't have the manpower. And again, footfall is down. People are they're watching their disposable income. Keeping our VAT at 9% is so important for the consumer that's coming in through our doors and encouraging people to spend locally in every town. And salons do bring a lot. It's the heart of a lot of small towns. People come in, get their hair done, but they also spend money in other shops. You know, so we encourage and we get people to come in to small towns. So we're just beginning to bounce back. And again, the VAT is huge. It's a huge asset to us. So it needs to stay at 9%.